This is The Brief on the July 25th Conversational AI Watch. Today's Clinician Assist briefing covers a massive shift. AI is moving from just talking to doing, raising the ultimate question, who's in charge when machines act? First, we're losing control in private spaces. OpenAI launched ChatGPT Health to all U.S. adults, despite a lawsuit from former pastor Scott Winters, who suffered an embolism after taking the bot's advice. Hooking up medical records strips federal HIPAA protections, trading them for a rewritable corporate promise. Meanwhile, Meta's Muse Spark 1.1 chatbot now works inside your email and calendar, never specifying who actually clicks send. Are we trading a federal vault for a screen door just for convenience? Second, this mirrors a huge split over national security. Anthropic just dropped Claude Opus 5, revealing it hacked a UK government cyber range 8 of 10 times. That's the exact test where China's Kimi K3 model failed. Simultaneously, 25 companies are fighting Trump administration restrictions on open-weight models, though OpenAI and Anthropic abstained. Does self-publishing an elite hacking score count as accountability, or is it just handing out blueprints and hoping for the best? Finally, the human element still rules. A recent study shows specialized support bots for abuse victims perform worse than off-the-shelf AI. Yet using standard ChatGPT, Avtar Singh matched 3 sparse clues to find his sister in 2 hours after a 50-year search. The specialized tool failed where the general one succeeded, proving the real magic is a human asking the right question. While the machine is finally learning to act, the consequences still rest entirely on our shoulders.